Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, the 20th day of July, 2022. Folks, not a whole lot of change. The upper-level ridge of high pressure dominates. It's mainly over the southern Rockies. It has begun to shift to the east just a little bit more into parts of northwest Texas, Oklahoma, north Texas, mainly to our north. But make no mistake, the lid is still overhead in Austin with our 106 yesterday out at Camp Mabry and 103 out at Bergstrom. We're going to continue those type of temperatures well above seasonal averages. And with the lid in place, maybe not as strong as it is to the north of us just a bit, folks, there's still a lid there, and that prohibits much in the way of upward lift. And, of course, eliminates any chance of precipitation for Austin and South Central Texas. So does it change at all as we go into the weekend in the first part of next week? And the answer to that is actually yes, a little bit, but it's not going to make that much difference overall for us. What's going to happen is the upper level high is going to expand eastward just a bit, more into into parts of Arkansas, southern Missouri. But all we're going to see is the upper-level high just expand sort of east and west. Now, we'll stay on the south side of it, but we're still underneath part of that lid. But it does kind of take a little of that lid off of above us, not much, but enough that we may see temperatures fall 1 or 2 or 3 degrees as we get into the weekend and first part of next week. Now, folks, when you're hitting 106 or even 107 today, maybe across the area, and you drop that 2 or 3 degrees, you're still above 100 through at least the middle part of next week, and there is no mention of rain for Austin and for South Central Texas. We are seeing maybe the chance of a shower down in the coastal plains, particularly over parts of southeast Texas, as we have this high develop more sort of in an east-west strip to the north of us over the weekend, first part of next week. In other words, a little bit more of a Gulf of Mexico influence, but folks, it's going to be closer to the coast and into parts of southeast Texas where that occurs. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, they're suggesting over the next 7 days a goose egg on rainfall for Austin, for South Central Texas, none expected. And the Climate Prediction Center, part of the National Weather Service, are also located up in College Park, Maryland, would suggest in the 8 to 14 day outlook our above average temperatures will continue. And again, remember, this is a climate outlook in the period beyond the 7 day forecast. They're suggesting that maybe at least the chance of precipitation will be a little closer to seasonal averages for parts of southeast Texas. But folks, this is the dry time of the year, so you just don't see much change in the overall weather pattern for at least the time being. Again, it's going to take a major pattern change to break up this upper-level lid. It's immense. It's a heat dome, essentially. It's going to take something to break that up. That's going to have to be something in the tropics, which the tropics in the Atlantic Basin, according to the National Hurricane Center, are very, very quiet. Or it's going to be a cold front or something, or breaking down the pattern with changes of season. And, folks, we're still about to probably a couple of weeks from our peak in our daytime high temperatures climatologically. Summer is still here, and we've got at least a while before we're going to see any cold fronts that are going to be trying to make their way into South Central Texas. So we got to break up the pattern right now. About the only way we'll really be able to do that, at least in my opinion, is something out of the tropics, and there's nothing out there that we're seeing at this moment. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts, as hot, as dry as they are. I will update my 7 day forecast on the website and my audio weather thoughts again on Thursday morning. Stay cool out there. Stay hydrated. Have a good day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.